Hello, my name's Ellie, I'm an addict, and this is nerve-wracking. I've done chairs before, but not one like this. And the only time my voice has ever been recorded has been at a police station, so... and I didn't mind, I had no option in that one. So this is very, very new. I'll start at the beginning. I was sent to a home when I was 5 years old, and I shut down. Rejection issues, and that's where I think my problems stem from. I might have been born an addict, I ain't too sure of that one. And then when I left school, I ended up living with my cousins who went to SMEC, and it appealed to me. But my school years were disruptive, and I didn't want to learn nothing, and I thought I knew best. Most of my life I thought that. So, the three using addicts as cousins and living with them, I ended up using. And I stayed there for over 30 years. They died, well, two of them are dead, and one's HIV positive, consequences of using. My using was not glamorous at all. Most of it was really hardcore using. And I had no intentions of giving up. I thought I was going to carry on to the day I died. And doing treatment was never an option in my head. Me thinking I knew best, obviously. But when my brother died, that really did affect me. And after his death, it was like 5 years of hell. No matter how much I used or what I used, it could not go away. He was my kid brother, basically, and we were very close. And I had a girlfriend who had the treatment, and she suggested to me to do treatment. That's about the only thing I've never ever done. So off I went, thinking, yeah, I'll do the 6 weeks, come out, have a party and celebrate getting rid of my Class A habit. Get there, and start talking about abstinence, and I think, hang on here, I did not sign up for abstinence, I will carry on puffing and drinking, I thought. But I've done it that way. I've come out of prison thinking drugs owed me a living, started dealing and gone back to square one, boom. And the last relapse lasted 20 years, so I've done it that way. So when I started talking about abstinence, even though I didn't like it, I did listen. But I had a lot of attitude. And I didn't even last the 6 weeks. Lucky for me, they didn't kick me out. They moved me on a week early. It's the second stage, whatever you call it. I didn't go. I went home. Then the head counsellor phoned me up the next day and said, swore at me and said, what the hell are you playing at? Blah, blah, blah. Get your ass into there. You need it. I arrived there. I just went to have a look, basically, to see what it was all about. I get there, boom. All right, then, I'll give it a crack. They thought I was still using. I looked that bad. I mean, they thought I was using for weeks and weeks after I was in. People were coming in after me thought I was still using. I was grey, I was skinny, I was, you know, proper mess. So, getting urine tested like 3-4 times over the weekend was the norm for me. If I had the intentions of using, I would not have stayed. I would have walked out that door, took no hostages and carried on, come back to square one and done it my way. There's no way I took a hostage with me. Didn't want to come back to London either. This place was in Southwest London. Still thought I could go back to doing what I used to do before. Still wanted to make money out of selling drugs. I had all this attitude, boom, 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 and I sat in group and I was extremely hard work. Feelings, nah, I ain't talking about feelings. And of course, 3 months down the line, full of anger, I lost the plot and tried to stab someone in the kitchen, well, not kitchen, one of them nice eat with in front of everybody. I didn't care, the counsellors were standing there watching. I didn't care at all. So they kicked me out and made me write an anger assessment and readmitted me. This, up to then, I'd been private. Now they said they'd fund me and pay for me. And I thought, hang on a minute, these people really do care about me. And for the next 5 months, I engaged in a program. And lucky for me, we had to do meetings. So I didn't find that hard work. It was an all-male rehab. I just wanted to get the hell out of there and do the meetings. It was a lot more exciting than staying in there. So I've done about 8 months then. Petrified of leaving. Heard all the horror stories. Went to third stage. South East London, the middle of nowhere, didn't like it. Came back to where I lived with my parents in Kensington, which appealed to me. I was told to do 160 days, 190 told me to do. A lot more. In fact, my counsellor told me he didn't even want me when I got there. And he was told to work with me, he thought, no, I can't help him, he's too gone. He told me that just before I left. And I thought he was doing right, but he's my first counsellor, so I didn't have nothing to sort of judge him with. I thought, yeah, he did a great job. And I never realised I shut down as a five-year-old. They told me that in a detox centre. They told me that in the second stage, I thought they'd notes of me. And they said, no, it's very obvious to us you did. And then left treatment, did the meetings, made new friends in NA. I suffer from wanting to belong. At one stage in my life, I wanted to be a Hell's Angel, but they didn't want to accept me because I was using. And I'm glad. I'm extremely glad of that now. But I used to live with them, I used to hang out with them, and I was the one that sent in the pub to cause the trouble first, and they'll follow me in, and because I looked like a sweet, innocent young kid. I heard someone share once that he wanted to be a cowboy, a sheriff, and I never ever wanted to be the cowboy. I wanted to be the Red Indian that came through the window and cut your throat. That is my thinking. That is my thinking, yeah. I mean, walk the what? No intentions of being Mr. Honest. No, I wanted to sneak in through the window. So I had a lot to work on. My thinking was very negative and off key. And right, thank you. And I thought I was alone in there. Well, I had two brothers. The three of us were like the three musketeers, and we really backed each other up to the hills. But when I came to NA, I could relate to people after hearing them sort of share their experiences. And it made me feel not lonely, which is why I'm grateful to NA for that. Because I thought I was really, most of my thoughts I thought were screaming. I thought I was on my own. So it was really nice to hear other people have the same problem and to see that they could stay clean and carry on functioning and be part of society. I mean, I still struggle being part of society. I was born abroad, got no ID whatsoever, just about to get my passport. Did come in on a British passport, but the Home Office decided not to give me another one. Don't blame him, I won't even give myself one, so yeah. But now I'm entitled to one, and they're going to give me one. Which means I get the bank account, I get the job, I get blah blah blah, everything falls into place, hopefully. It's taken years to get that far without an office. It's taken a law to change, in fact, for him to bend over. Yeah, they had no intentions of giving it to me. In fact, they told me if I left the country and they caught me coming back in, they weren't going to let me back in, basically. These days, my family trust me, which is the first time in over 30 years. I mean, because I don't have any ID myself, I use their bank accounts. things like that never ever happened before. I mean, I've stolen from my family and I've done all sorts of horrible things to them. And justified in my little head, I'll pay it back, but it never ever happened. Once I got stoned, that was it. When Charlie asked me to do this, my ego jumped at it, thinking, yeah, but now I'm sat here, I'm really struggling big time to find something to say. NA does work. I did loads of meetings. I did minimum of one a day to two a day for the first year to get my head positive. I had a sponsor when I left treatment. I do struggle with them still, and I do struggle with the step work, and I do service. I do service in a detox centre, in a residential, and I do voluntary work in a drop-in centre. And through helping others, I feel better about myself. You know, I never in a million years could work that one out for myself, because where I come from is just take, take, take. And the helping other bit and the abstinent bit is done into my head. So without NA, would I still be clean? I'd say not. No, I wouldn't be clean, I'd be drinking and puffing, but whether I've gone back to Class A drugs or not, it would eventually have happened, I think. I'll be 2 years at the end of this month. I did go for a drink and treatment. Got back, they breathalyzed me, the breathalyzer broke, so call it what you want. I have power, whatever, but I ended up staying. He knew I'd been drinking, I was stinking of booze. I mean, I rolled in at 5 in the morning. In fact, 5 of us went out for the night. So yeah, didn't think we'd be missed. Off-key thinking or what? Yeah. But I still see him to this day. If you knew, I mean, it's extremely hard when you're new to look for similarities. I mean, I used to come to meetings and slaughter everybody in my head. Differences galore. Wow. You ain't used the same way I did. You don't have I swear, but Charlie told me not to swear, so you don't have a clue about my using, blah, blah. All this went on in my head. And it's all right for you. You've got X amount of years under your belt, blah, blah, blah. That went through my head too. You don't have a clue. I'm suffering back here. But I ain't going to lie, I don't get no easier. I had one of the worst days since I've been clean yesterday. And nothing dramatic happened, but I just felt really, really negative and low. And obviously I still think these little thoughts, oh, I'm glad to have a drink. Just give my head one little bit of rest. Yeah, the drink still appeals to me. I don't even like drink, so I don't even know why it appeals to me. I think it's because of the social thing that appeals to me. I think I'm missing out. Yeah, I hardly ever drank at all. Maybe once a year. But it still appeals to me. Drugs don't, because I've tried drugs everywhere possible, and I know I can't use drugs successfully. And opiates are my drugs. And I've tried. Believe me, I've tried. Towards the end, it was scripted up to the eyeballs, and it was all paid for, and I could have stayed there using. But my using entailed picking up a week script and sitting in a corner of a room doing nothing. My life had become a misery. Is that the 5 minutes up? Okay, then. If you're new, I suggest you keep on doing the meetings so your head gets positive, because that's what I've done. Get yourself a sponsor. And thank you for asking me. Thank you.